I'm Savannah.
I'm Rachel.
And this is That's What She Said.
In season one, episode 6, titled Hot Girl, at about 17 minutes in, Michael Scott explains why he picked an espresso machine for the salesman incentive prize.
Coffee is the great incentivizer in the office. It's a drug. It's quite literally a drug that speeds people up. You know, it's not the only drug that speeds people up. You hear stories about Dunder Mifflin in the 80s before everybody knew how bad cocaine was? God, man, did they move paper. Welcome back to another episode of That's What She Said. We're wrapping up season one.
Woohoo!
Yay!
We're so excited for the hot girl episode.
Hot girl. Katie. Purse girl. Yeah. This is going to be a great one. How are you feeling today? How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Yeah, I'm really ready for a new year, I think. 2024 was long for me.
Yeah.
Good and bad, but yeah. Long. And so, ready to turn the page. We just had the winter equinox.
Mm-hmm.
All the good things, good vibes. Got to put all the intentions out there into the universe. So
for sure.
I'm excited for the break and then the new year.
Nice. So that's your Dundee for the week?
It's my Dundee. I don't really have a roast. What about you? Nice.
Love that. I'm the same. I've got a Dundee, no roast. Definitely looking forward to time off.
Mm-hmm.
I have like an extended amount of time off, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too. It's so
much
great.
Needed. I feel like you really need that at the end of a year too, to like really reflect and get your shit together.
Reset.
Especially before going back to work and all of that good stuff. So definitely excited about that. This is coming out after Christmas, but we're currently recording it before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So as of today, I have finished my Christmas shopping.
Ooh.
So that's like another part of my Dundee. I feel very satisfied, and I'm excited to give them all out now.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's hop into our episode with our Beat or Bear segment.
Let's do it.
Welcome to our Beat or Bear segment, where we rate 5 plot points from the episode as beats or bears. Beats being good, bears being bad. You know the drill, Savannah. I know you do. Okay, so first plot point, Katie, the purse girl character, beat or bear?
Oh, no. I'm going to say bear only because I feel like she disrupts the energetic feng shui of the office.
Mm.
And it just, I don't know, something about it this early on is like...
Yeah, she really throws a wrench in the works.
Yes, exactly.
For better, for worse. Okay, how about the espresso machine prize, the incentive program for salesmen?
I'm going to say beat because I think that's a great prize. But
agreed.
Also, on the other hand, I'm going to say bear because doesn't Michael just end up keeping it for himself?
He does. I think, as always with Michael Scott, the intention is amazing.
It's there.
It's there.
But... yeah, the action, there's no follow through on that. So I'm going to say bear, final answer.
Okay, I think it's a beat because I want an espresso machine.
So did Michael.
Yeah, so did Michael. That's the problem. All right, how about Ryan's special project in this episode?
Mm. I'm not going to spill the beans on what it is because we're going to get into that. But I'm going to say, from Michael's perspective, I'm going to say beat.
Okay, how about Dwight's purse?
You mean the briefcase?
Briefcase.
I'm gonna say beat.
Okay.
I think it's a good vibe for him, even though he ends up giving it away. But we'll get into that too.
Okay, so the fifth thing, Katie's relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So how she interacts with the characters in the office,
beat or bear. You know, I gave her character a bear for interrupting the feng shui of the office. However, I am going to say beat for her relationships, though, because it is interesting to see the effect she has on the different people, you know, that she interacts with in the office.
Definitely brings out a different piece to some of the characters that we haven't necessarily seen yet. So I would agree with that.
Cool.
Great. Thanks for playing.
Yeah. Okay, so we are back and we're going to get into the meat of the episode. We're going to do the recap. So first up, we have Katie, the purse girl.
Yeah.
So this episode opens up with Michael being on the phone with Jan.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about a new program, an incentivization program.
Incentivization. Sounds good.
And so basically it's for like the top salesman and they're going to get a prize.
Worth up to $1,000. Mm-hmm. And Jan says that Michael can pick the prize, which he's very excited about.
So he picks an espresso machine for this prize.
He does. Well, first he asked Jan on the phone.
Yeah.
He's like, does top salesmen include people who were such good salesmen that got promoted?
And she's like, you're not going to be eligible to win the prize. And he's like, oh, I wasn't talking about me.
I didn't mean me. Yeah. So he's trying to think about how to incentivize his employees. Mm-hmm. And in like a scene right after, he's talking to Dwight about it, you know, his number mm-hmm. two. And Dwight says sex and torture are the top two ways to incentivize people.
Not sex and torture.
And Michael's like, yeah, we can't do that. So, yeah. So Michael's trying to figure out what prize to give the top salesman.
Yep.
And he's very excited about it.
Yep. So in comes the espresso machine. This is going to be the prize. And meanwhile, out in the receptionist area, we see someone coming in with a very large bag. She's struggling with this bag, and she walks up to Pam.
She's basically carrying, like, a suitcase, isn't
it's
she?
It's huge. It looks like a hockey duffel bag or yeah, something.
You could hide a body in there.
Yes. So she comes up to Pam, and Pam is kind of just, like, looking at her, like, sizing her up a little bit, you know?
She's like a beautiful young woman. So yes. She's not in, like, business clothes, uh-huh. like, nothing like that.
She's got a low-cut sweater on.
Yes, correct.
So Pam is trying to figure out what this lady is doing here. And the woman explains that she is a purse saleswoman. She's mm-hmm. selling purses. So the duffel bag is filled with purses that she would like to sell.
Presumably. And she right. starts selling hard right away. She's holding things up to Pam. She's like,
this is your color.
This really brightens you.
Yes. Yeah.
And Pam is struggling to interrupt and tell her that they don't allow solicitors uh-huh. in the office.
Uh-huh. And also part of me in this part, the way Pam is like, receiving this lady, part of me thinks that she doesn't want this woman in the office because she is clearly attractive and she doesn't want Jim to like notice her. I feel just the way mm-hmm. the interaction is going. That's what I think.
I also think Pam just isn't like this lady's very confident and forward and like, mm-hmm. hi, how are you? Shaking her yeah. hand, right? And
Pam's not that way.
Pam is more timid and yeah. so she's having a hard time like putting herself out there. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I think one of the funniest scenes in this whole episode is as this lady is talking to Pam, it shoots the office, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody, I'm saying like Devin, like random man who sits in the back corner, like Oscar, like Kevin, everybody is like pretending to like pick up a piece of paper and right. looking at this right. girl.
Just so they could get a view of what's going on.
There's yeah. like 10 people in the shot. Like we've yes. never seen that many people in usually, half the office.
Exactly. Usually people are on the phone. Or playing solitaire, like they could care less.
Everybody's very interested yeah. in her. So Pam has to go ask Michael to talk to her mm-hmm. because she tells the purse girl, she says, I do not have the authority to tell you if you can right. set up your purses. And she right. says, well, who does? So Pam has to go ask Michael. And what does Michael say?
So at first, Michael says, we don't allow solicitors, tell them to go away. And Pam's like, okay, I'll go tell her to go away. And then Michael takes a peek at what she looks like through his blinds of his office. And he's like, oh, we'll go talk to her. We'll go talk to her or whatever.
He really like, he's like, all right, I guess I'll go talk to
yeah,
her.
Yeah, yeah. And so it was him and Dwight in the office when that happens. And they walk out of Michael's office and
Cox in the hen house.
Don't say Cox. So then Michael and Dwight walk up to the ladies at reception as Pam, Katie, I think Angela is still standing there as
Angela's
well.
Angela's hanging out.
Yeah. yeah. And, Michael starts chatting Katie up. Mm-hmm. What is he spitting? What game is he spitting over here?
Very little game. Well, he, you know, he's the boss, right? And he's really pushing that he's the boss. And he offers to let Katie have the conference room to sell, to sell her purses.
Yeah.
And Pam says, there's an HR meeting in there at 1 or 3. Yeah. And Michael says, get him some chairs. Let him
put
him
in the hallway.
So Michael's clearly making an exception because this is a young, attractive woman.
Yeah. And you can also tell that Katie's very uncomfortable around Michael. Mm-hmm. Like in this scene, she's like,
he's like staring at her chest too.
Yes. Staring at her chest. And I feel like it's just a lot of aggressive male energy and she can feel that. And she's just like uncomfortable.
And she was very confident coming in. So this is a change. So she sets up in the conference room and there is a talking head of her saying that guys are her best customers. Mm-hmm. And so she says they buy the high end things like the beads and the sequins because she makes suggestions.
Yeah. And they don't know what they're looking at.
So she definitely plays the game, right?
Yeah.
She knows what she's doing. And it's very funny that she's still uncomfortable around Michael Scott.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So we now see Michael taking Katie kind of on a tour through the office. Mm-hmm. And we end up in the annex with Toby.
Yes.
And Toby points out that she is wearing a high school class ring. Oh, did you go to Fisher O'Hara? And she was like, oh yeah, I did. Class of whatever, whatever.
She's wearing her high school class ring.
Yeah.
Just like, I guess people do that.
Yeah. But I mean, she's like presumably like in her early to mid 20s.
Oh, that's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, so yeah, it is just interesting. But so they're talking about high school and stuff. But so she's talking about high school with Toby, right?
Because he went there.
Right. They went to high school together.
And Michael is startled that Toby, who he hates.
He hates.
And this hot purse girl, Katie, have some sort of connection.
And so now Michael feels the need to dump on Toby and be like, hey, Toby, aren't you divorced?
Within, he's like, have a couple Toby's kids. Divorced.
Yeah.
It was really hard, right? You slept one night in your car.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And he's like, yeah, and he has kids, too, or whatever. And just, like, trying to make him seem, I don't know, unattractive
less
in some
desirable.
Way. Right,
but
right.
Meanwhile, they're just having a friendly conversation. So
correct.
It just goes to show Michael's ability to read a room is even worse when there's a female.
Terrible. Oh, my God.
And actually, throughout, there's a lot of talking heads with Michael talking about what women like about him. Like, basically that he's like a lady
women
killer.
Women love power.
His symmetrical features. Like, so he's just very unaware of how he comes across.
It's terrible. It's just terrible. So Michael ends up convincing Katie to let him drive her home at the end of the day.
As he's like walking around the office, her ride cancels on her.
Yeah.
Right. And she's like, oh, like crap. And he's like, what? You know?
Oh my God.
And so he kind of forces, like, she's uncomfortable and she says, finally says, okay, but he kind of forces, I could drive you home.
And she's like, oh no, it's okay.
And this is after he kind of forces, again, to bring her coffee.
Yeah.
Like,
with the espresso machine.
Wait, tell us about that.
The espresso machine?
Yeah.
Basically, he takes this prize that is supposed to be for the top salesman for this program. And he's like, I'm going to make her a damn good cup of coffee with this espresso machine, even though he doesn't know what he's doing. Because later on in the episode, you see the espresso machine in the back corner of his office. And there's like coffee stained napkins all over
paper
it.
Towels.
And like, it just looks like a disaster.
It's like a crime scene back there.
So he makes her this cup of coffee with the prize that was supposed to be for someone else on his team.
And at some point, Stanley's like, isn't that the top sales, like, sales prize? And Michael's like, it's very easy to clean.
And so he makes her the coffee. They talk about her ride canceling and he eventually convinces her to let him take her home. Right.
Yep. He also keeps bringing up the coffee. Like, throughout the episode, he's like, how was that coffee I made you? And she's like, it was fine.
Like, which makes you think, like, did he do something
he
weird
the
to
coffee?
It? Like, I don't know. So coffee is like a huge theme of this episode, obviously. Yeah. So once Michael is done obsessing over the coffee that he has given Katie and convinced her to ride home with him in a very Ted Bundy way, to be quite honest with you, he now has assigned Ryan with a special project to help him in the process of wooing Katie, essentially. And what is that project?
He needs Ryan's help to clean out his car, which is a disaster zone.
Terrible. Awful.
Disgusting.
So we pan out to the parking lot with Ryan and Michael. They're sitting in his little Chrysler convertible or whatever it is.
It is a convertible and it's like freezing outside. It is. Outside.
Yeah, he always has the top down. It's Britney, bitch. So they're both sitting in the front seats and they're like digging through this trash and they're like going through it and they find
about 1,000 like Filet-O-Fish
receipts and like wrappers.
Ryan's like, how many number nines did you eat?
And Michael's like, that's over the span of several months, Ryan.
It's like trash everywhere.
Gross.
I mean, half open Gatorade bottles.
Blue.
Blue Blast flavor.
Blue's not exactly. Blue is not a flavor. Blue Blast. Oh, Blue Blast. And then he's like, there should be an unopened Arctic Frost. I want that in the passenger seat, like for Katie. And then they find what next?
They, Ryan starts throwing out this like drugstore bottle of cologne.
That appears to be empty.
And drugstore cologne is like Mike, like you look at Michael in these episodes and you're like, that boy smells like too much drugstore cologne, right?
Oh my God.
Michael's like, whoa, 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 whoa. That's my Drick or Noir. And Ryan's like, it says Night Swept or something.
From CVS.
Yeah. And Michael's like, no, it's a perfect smell. Like, there's some in the straw.
There's some still left in the straw. And then he, like, takes the nozzle off and, like, dabs a straw on his neck. And then he's like, okay, throw it away.
Throw it away in the recycling bin. So after they're done cleaning out his car, Michael has to ask Ryan, mm-hmm. again, this young, kind of cool temp, about mm-hmm. music recommendations.
Right. For the car ride. Of course, yeah.
And Ryan's asking him what kind of music he likes.
Yeah.
And then starts making up bands, like the Fleebles or
right.
something.
Because he's like, do you like the Strokes? And Michael's like, yeah. And he's like, do you like the Hives? He's like, love them. Do you like the Fleeps and the Gorbles? And he's like, love that last thing
that
they
last
did.
That last thing they did. And Ryan just like looks at the camera a little. And like, I think,
I thought you would. I thought you would like that.
But I think this is the first time that Ryan kind of messes with Michael.
Yeah, from what we've seen so far, because up until now, he's been fairly new mm-hmm. and kind of like in his shell, you
right.
know?
And so just dutiful. I mean, when Michael says, Ryan, would you like to help me with a special project? Ryan's like, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
he's still like, yes, boss.
Right.
But this
very
is the first time that yeah. we see Ryan kind of look at the camera and mess with Michael. It's like pretty harmless, but I thought that was interesting.
It's kind of like Jim Halpert-esque
yes.
in a way.
Yep.
Like in Dwight, you know, so I kind of love that.
Having his own fun. So also Ryan helps him with something else as he's trying to prepare for this romantic car ride home.
Mm-hmm.
He's like there's a scene of Michael like shouting outside of his office. He's like, Ryan, where are my maps? Shouldn't I have maps on my computer?
Oh,
he's
God.
Like trying to like map quest
oh,
to her
my
house.
God. Oh my God. I can't even like imagine what a car ride home with Michael would be if you're selling purses and you're hot.
He's just trying to make it all like perfect in his mind. Like it's like a date and it's like,
Date Mike coming out before we even meet him. Yeah.
But you just offered this lady a ride home. Like, chill. Like, take 10 steps backwards.
Literally. You don't even know this person.
Right.
So, in the vein of purses, mm-hmm. we find out that Katie has an interested customer. And who is that?
Well, she has a few.
Mm-hmm.
She has a few, and some you would expect, like mm-hmm. Angela, Kelly.
Right, the women of
Stanley
office.
Stanley buys one for his wife,
yeah.
presumably.
Yeah.
And Jim convinces Dwight to go buy a purse from Katie.
Yep. He convinces Dwight that purses are just like tiny briefcases, essentially.
He says GQ says they're
he's
mini
like,
briefcases.
He's like, do you read GQ? And Dwight's like, no. He's like all like stressed. He's like, man, I should have been using purses. Like, what is yeah. going on? So we see Dwight in the conference room with Katie.
Stress testing the purses.
Yeah.
Like
he's
stepping
like
in
stepping
and
into them and like slamming them on the table.
And what's going on? What's going on as this happens?
I was dreading this because I hate this scene so much. But Jim is at reception with Pam.
Of course.
Of frickin' course. They're not holding hands this time, but he is, like, crouched, you know, like, over her or whatever. And he's like doing a voiceover of what he thinks Dwight would say to Katie.
They're super giggly.
Super giggly.
Again, kind of all over each other.
Yes, very kind of flirty. And Jim is like in a falsetto voice being like,
oh, I like this one.
And like Salvador just being weird. Yeah. Yeah. And Pam, of course, is just giggling and laughing. And to me, this sounds sexual. She was like, oh, yeah, definitely step in and out of it like that.
Yeah, like, her voice.
Please. Oh, my God.
Well, again, they're continuing to use Dwight kind of as an excuse. Like, it's fun and funny.
Right.
But they also kind of use him as an excuse to be, like, best friends that laugh together.
Yeah.
And there is a talking head of Pam saying, Jim and I are, like, best friends in the office. Right. But there's clearly, like, a lot of sexual tension between
them. And chemistry.
Them.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, yeah.
That so Dwight buys a purse. It is, this big black snakeskin one.
Yes.
And as he comes out of the conference room, he kind of, like, looks at Jim, like, got it. Got it.
On his shoulder.
On his shoulder. And he puts stuff in it. He actually uses it.
Yeah, he does, actually, which is pretty impressive. I think it's a good look for him, personally. I wish that he would have kept it, but he ends up giving it to Kelly in the long run.
Yeah.
But I do want to touch on this one scene of them in the kitchen. Okay. When Dwight he's like going through the fridge and then someone asks him, is it Jim?
Yeah.
Jim asks him where his stapler is. Can I borrow your stapler? And Dwight's like, oh, yeah, sure. It's in my purse.
Well, that's because Jim tells him he has to put stuff in it in case Katie's watching him.
Right.
So he's using his purse. So he like puts like post-it. He like sits with it on his shoulder at his desk and his stapler. Yeah. And then everyone's like, so Dwight uses a purse now?
Right. So he does end up giving it to Kelly, which was kind of sweet. It was like a sweet moment because she was like happy about it.
What does he say? It's like, he's like, it's a mini briefcase, but you can use it as a purse.
Yeah. And she's just like, okay, thank you so much. And also, does Ryan end up buying her a purse? Because I know there was a scene where they were both in there looking at purses.
No, I think Ryan at that point, he's quote unquote watching them for Katie as Michael makes Katie tour the office. And so Ryan is selling the purses.
Yeah. And he's just like, yeah, whatever one you want. And she like points at a pink one. And he's like, yeah, sure. That looks good, I guess.
Yeah, so the purses are a hot topic in the office. She seems to sell a lot. I mean, there's a lot of people in and out, and I don't know if that's just because she's young and attractive or if these people really want purses.
Right. It's Many a great question. It's a great question because, I mean, everyone kind of interprets Katie and her purses differently, which segues into our very last point of Katie's relationships in the office.
Plural. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's dive into that. Tell me about that.
Okay, so I'll start with the sort of lesser character, you know, and then we can go into the big ones, obviously, her and Michael and all that. So let's see, with Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin's in there at one point asking her if she likes Steve Miller. And
he's like, I'm in a Steve Miller cover band.
Well, first she says no. And then he says, I'm in a Steve Miller cover band. I love Kevin.
He always has to bring up the fact that he's in a band.
I'm in a band. I love when you say it like that.
Her and Kevin, he's like trying to break the ice and flirt with her.
To no avail.
Yeah.
And then Angela also buys a purse.
Uh-huh.
And Katie asks her, well, what colors do you like? Because she seems to be like touching everything but not really liking everything.
Yeah.
And she's like, gray. Dark gray.
Charcoal. Heather gray.
Just so Angela. She's like, no colors whatsoever.
Yes.
So there's some funny little scenes, obviously, people interacting with her. So let's talk about maybe like the big four now. So it's like Dwight, Jim, Michael, and Pam. So her and Pam have a little giggly interaction at one point where Katie says, you know, you can use this purse for a hot date. And Pam said, what's that?
Right.
And
I've been engaged for 3 years.
Yeah. And so Katie's like, oh, you need a hot date more than anyone. So they're laughing and goofing.
God.
So they do have some camaraderie between them after the initial weirdness of Katie coming into the office.
Yeah.
Can you talk to me a little bit about Katie and Dwight? So obviously Dwight buys a purse.
Then we do have a talking head of Dwight where he's like describing her kind of as the ideal woman for him as a shrewd. And
he's
like, she's the ideal woman for me. Creamy skin, straight teeth, curly hair, nice breasts for my children, not for me.
They're practical, Dwight Schrute. Yeah.
So, yeah, he's kind of crushing on Katie, too.
Yeah, and he even asks Michael at some point if he can ask her out, and Michael's like, well, I'm driving her home, so...
So it's like a little competitive, like, edge thing.
Right. So, obviously, we know Michael's crushing on her, mm-hmm. Dwight's crushing on her. Mm-hmm. Jim goes in and talks to her, mm-hmm. right? They're, like, friendly, maybe a little flirty, mm-hmm. but we only find out that he's going to see her over the weekend when Pam asks Jim what he's doing.
Exactly. So, yeah, they have that, like, little conversation in the conference room that's just, like, friendly banter or whatever. And then we do find out when Pam says, oh, you got any big plans this weekend? And he's like, I think I'm going to see Katie. Mm-hmm. And I think you can see a hint of disappointment in Pam's eyes, yeah, like, for real.
Absolutely.
And she's like, oh, what are you guys going to do? And, what does Jim say? He's like, oh, you know.
Dinner, drinks, matching tattoos.
Yeah, yeah.
There is also a scene after that, and you're like, oh, so, like, Jim and Katie, cool. Mm-hmm. And then after that, there's a shot of Pam at her desk. She's not looking at the camera or anything, and she's, like, putting on lip gloss.
Yes, with, like, a little compact mirror. And then she, like, sees the camera and, like, wipes it off a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think you're absolutely right that there's a, like, disappointment or, yeah, like, she's surprised and, like, yeah, that Jim is going to maybe go on a date with this woman.
Right. And also, I think, too, just the way Katie is so confident and is so, like, opposite of Pam. I feel like that definitely gets to Pam and gets under her skin a little bit, too.
Definitely.
Hence the lip gloss, because she never wears lip gloss normally, so.
Definitely. So, as everyone's leaving the office for the day, because apparently Katie got there early and hung out at, right, this office all day.
All freaking day.
tell me about some of the things that happen as they're leaving.
So, as they're leaving, she's walking with Jim and Michael,
Katie,
essentially. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Katie is. And they're in the parking lot. First, when they come out of the door to come outside, she's like, it was nice meeting some of you. And I was like,
nice to meet some of you.
Yeah. And then Jim mentions something to Katie about some plans or something like that. And Michael's like, oh, well, I'm giving Katie a ride home. And then she's like, oh, I forgot to tell you, Jim's actually going to give me a ride home, so you don't have to anymore. Because they're going out for drinks. Uh-huh. And she's like, he can just take me home after, so I don't need you to take me home anymore.
And Michael has to play it off because, yeah, he spent all day getting his car ready for this lady.
Yes, he's got an Arctic chill
in the passenger, yes, cup holder
for her. So he's, like, super disappointed. So, but that's a bummer.
But he really tries. He's like, oh, okay, no problem.
Right.
You know? And
right.
So it's showing him, you know, getting into his clean car. Mm-hmm. He was so excited for this.
I know.
As Jim, you know, helps her load up her purses into, uh-huh, his car behind. And, uh-huh, Jim's like, okay, Michael, you know, have a good night. And it's sad for Michael.
I think you
feel a little, even though he creeped this lady out all day, you feel a little bad for him because he was so anticipating this quote-unquote date.
Right, right, exactly. And you also see Roy in his truck driving by and Pam out the passenger window, like, staring or, like, looking,
oh,
at,
yeah,
Katie and Jim, too, as they're, like, getting into Jim's,
yes,
car.
Yes, their pointed look.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then at the end of the episode, Michael, it's a talking head, right? So he's talking to the camera people, mm-hmm, and he says, do I have a special someone in my life? And I think he answers it by saying, my employees.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is kind of, again, you feel bad for him, and then it's kind of cute because, the you know, up until now, it's like he's almost too invested in,
right,
the people at work.
For sure.
And it's, like, inappropriate. But then when he says that, it's like, oh, he's, like, kind of misguided, but it's actually kind of sweet.
For sure.
Like, he,
yeah,
really thinks that they're a family, for,
yes,
better or for worse.
I know. Yeah, until the kids grow up and they're too old to shower with daddy anymore.
Take a bath with the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, so definitely left feeling a little bad for Michael in this episode, but you're also a little happy for Jim that he, you know, there's another girl in his life maybe that's not engaged.
Right, for sure.
All right, so now that we went through the episode recap, we're going to get into some trivia points for this episode.
Yep.
Would you like to start?
Sure. So I wanted to start by sharing the magazine subscriptions that Michael has.
Yeah, tell me.
So Michael is subscribed to Small Businessman, USA Today, and American Way, which is an in-flight catalog.
He subscribes to an in-flight magazine.
So yeah, that's just a little peek into Michael the personal Scott's. Life yeah, of Michael Scott there.
Another piece of trivia, Mindy Kaling, who plays Kelly, wrote this episode. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I love that. And I think, like, from here on out, she at least, like, you know, does something, like, writing or producing.
Yeah, towards the end of this season. So mm-hmm. this is the final episode of season one, by the way, if we didn't mention that yet.
Yes. Also, Bishop O'Hara High mm-hmm. School is a real high school.
Bishop O'Hara, okay.
Not Fisher.
We're like, Fisher O'Hara?
Filet-O-Fisher. yeah, so it's in Dunmore, Pennsylvania, and that is where Toby and Katie went to high school in the show. Yeah.
So, speaking of Katie, the purse girl, that's Amy Adams. So, very yes. famous actress, and she's in yes. a few more episodes of The Office as well. Mm-hmm.
Yes, because we do get to see her and Jim's relationship kind of develop mm-hmm. over a few episodes. Let's see. So, the surprising number of Filet-O-Fish sandwich wrappers that Ryan cleans out of Michael's car was a nod to Mindy Kaling's love of the sandwiches.
No
so
way.
Apparently she's a fan of the Filet-O-Fishes.
Wait, that's funny because we just talked about her writing this episode
yes,
too.
Yes, yes.
I love that. So, we just didn't mention this in the recap, but Michael asks Pam at one point how girls her age feel about futons in this
right.
episode.
Right, right, right.
Which... few points there, right? A futon. Like, there's that. So also assuming he's going to take Katie to his home. I don't know right. what that implies. And also, is Katie, if she's Pam's age, like 20 years younger than Michael? Because he's 41.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's some ick there.
That's for sure. Not the futon.
Not the futon.
I had a futon when I was in, like, middle school, high school, and if uh-huh. I now, as an almost 30-year-old woman, went to a man's house and he had a futon
instead of a bed,
yeah. I mean, it's functional, hey, but Jesus.
And also asking how girls her age feel
oh
about
my
futons.
God. Like, oh my God.
And her and Jim do laugh about that later.
Yeah. Let's see. So John Krasinski, who plays Jim, and Jenna Fisher, who plays Pam, mm-hmm. improvised Jim and Pam's narration of Dwight's purse purchase.
Oh, when they imitate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When Jim does the voiceover. So Rayan Wilson made Dwight do strange things in order to provide things for them to narrate.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so that was improvised, yeah.
So this is my last trivia point, but I'm pretty sure because this is the first season, the building and the parking lot are different.
Okay.
And I think it's because once it was, like, picked up after this, there was, like, a custom set,
yeah.
probably.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it's, like, if you look, it's a little bit different in some of the scenes.
Yeah. That I feel like you do see that throughout kind of the first season, like, the building mm-hmm. kind of changes.
In the office, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's interesting. So I have one more unscripted moment. So the discussion between Katie and Angela was unscripted. When Angela said that her favorite colors were various shades of gray, the costume designer of the show used that to kind of build Angela's wardrobe from there on out. So.
Which her favorite color is gray. And actually, there was one more that I found. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when they're in the conference room and there's a whiteboard behind them that says, like, all their sales?
Yes. Uh-huh.
It's Dwight's sales are, like, way lower than his goal. And he's actually, like, fourth.
Really?
Like, Jim's are over, I think, Stanley's and Phyllis's
okay.
as well.
Yeah.
It's hard to see all of them, but if
right.
you look in the background, Dwight's like way under, which I think is interesting because I thought Dwight was supposed to be
like the best salesman in the
but
office.
Maybe
almost.
He's not yet. Maybe this is
yeah.
still him like
he's
building
still
up.
On his character arc. Like,
yeah.
going on that incline.
Yeah.
That's interesting because mm-hmm. you would think that he's like a paper selling machine, but just maybe not yet.
Yeah, you know? Maybe he has to grow. Yeah. Well, he's also obviously got some weird people skills, so...
Yeah. I can't imagine clients receive him very well at this point in his character timeline. Yeah.
Ooh, those were some good...
Those are some really good trivia points. Yeah, so we'll go into our Kolbach segment next.
See you soon.
Okay, so we're back. Rachel, I have a question. This is, like, offhanded. Do you ever feel like... you pretend to be a radio host when we're recording this?
All the time.
I specifically pretend that I'm Delilah. You're not from the area, but there's this one radio station that I grew up listening to. It was like 98.1, and it was this lady named Delilah, and I would listen to it to fall asleep. And you pretend
you're Delilah.
Yeah, and the opening to her show was like, Delilah.
I have to look this up.
And she talks like this, and she like... takes people's stories and then
she's your inspo.
She plays music based on what they're going through. But I listened to it recently and she got this story from this person being like, my boyfriend broke up with me, my dog ran away, all this terrible shit happened. She's like, all right, thanks for your story. Now we're gonna play Let's Get It Started by Black Eyed Peas. I love her, but I'm like, read the room, Delilah, come on.
This poor human just called it and spilled the life story. Oh my gosh. Let's get it started.
Yes. So I always channel Delilah when I'm my podcasting voice.
I'm like live on air with Rachel and Savannah. Yeah. I pretend we have like thousands of people listening all over the country.
Maybe one day we will.
Well, okay.
Anyway, so... Kolbach. We're getting on track here. So Kolbach, I'm really excited about this one. And I can't wait to hear yours. So what is it?
So my hot take for this episode, Hot Girl, is this hot girl is about to get murdered one of these days. Katie
literally
is taking rides from strangers. She is like soliciting in this random office park, walking into offices.
Yeah. And she's by herself.
She's like a businesswoman, right? Like, I'm not saying she's not good at what she does, right. But she's really putting herself out there. And the fact that she...
And wearing low-cut booby shirts.
Very like, low-cut. Please. The fact that she... Okay, we're not victim blamers here.
Not at all. But, like, she's just kind of a provocative being.
And the fact that she accepts a ride home from Michael. And she's like, oh, my ride canceled on me. And, of course, she's uncomfortable because he's like, oh, I could drive you home.
He's, like, really pushy or whatever. He's pushy as fuck, yeah.
Yeah, but also I would be like, no. Thank you, but no. But right. She kind of lets herself be talked into this. And honestly, even with Jim. Like, even going home with Jim. I'm like, that's a stranger. A strange man.
I think the thing is, too, it's like, if... someone like Michael does it, it's creepy. But if a good-looking guy does it, it's like, standard, yeah.
But see, I still think the fact that she went home with Jim is like, I'm like, this lady has no sense of, like, self-preservation.
Correct.
Like, I would never, someone I just met, like, oh, she's driving me for a drink, drive me to my house. Yeah. You know where she lives then. Like, Katie.
That's so true. I didn't even think about that. Like, but
does she have, like, pepper spray? Like, I'm concerned for her.
Does she know who Ted Bundy is? Yeah. That's literally what he did in his little punch buggy. Yeah. Please. Totally. I love this Kolbach because I love true crime. And I was thinking the exact same thing when I was watching the episode. I was like, this bitch wants to get chopped up and put in the trunk. Like, come on. She already comes with a body bag, the fucking purse, duffel bag.
She comes with her own, it's like a Barbie.
A murder kit.
Body bag Barbie. Oh my gosh.
Not body bag Barbie.
No, I knew you would like this one though, because the whole time I'm thinking... like, this woman is going to get brutally attacked and murdered. Yeah. I guess it was different times, but still, hopping in a car with a stranger.
Okay. So, she got dropped off there, obviously.
Yes.
How are you...
Her ride bailed on her?
How are you a traveling salesman, but you don't...
have a
drive?
Yeah, that's a great question.
And it's not like Uber and stuff was going on. This is like 2005.
So someone dropped her off at the office park, and I guess she assumed that somebody would let her set up in an office to be there all day.
Because a lot of times people, like companies and corporate places, do not take
and they're
solicitors.
Not supposed to,
right?
Obviously.
Especially if you're trying to sell stuff in a place that sells stuff.
And she lets like she takes over the conference room for the day.
Yeah.
So she really is, like, in the middle of all their business stuff going on.
Right. And for all they know, she could be like a spy from another paper company.
That's what I'm saying.
And she's like in the sales pit, essentially.
Yeah. So none of that makes sense. But my hot take is
wild.
She is being very unsafe with her own being.
You're so right. I just... that's such a good point. That's a good one.
What's your coal walk for this episode?
Okay. This is about Katie again.
Freaking Katie.
Just gonna beat this dead horse really quick. So, the fact that she is at Dunder Mifflin all day. I don't know exactly what time it was when she got there. I'm assuming it was the morning. Mm. I'm thinking like 10, 11 in the morning, you know?
Yeah.
And they all work till 5. And also Michael, when he says she can have the conference room, he's like, you can have it all day. So it makes it seem like she's there at the beginning of the day, you know?
Several hours.
But I'm like, why? She's at an office park. There's multiple businesses there. I mean, I guess granted most of, well, I was going to say most of the employees in that building are men, but she said men are one of her biggest clients.
Right.
So, like, there's so many other businesses that she could be soliciting, but she gets trapped in Dunder Mifflin all
day. This one place with, like, 12 employees.
Yeah. And I'm just like, being a salesperson myself, like, I'm just like, that is just not effective for your sales, being in one place
all day long. It's not a good strategy.
It's not a good strategy. And I'm wanting to know what company she works for, because
do you think she works for, or do you think she works for herself, like, and she just like gets a, like these a Mary Kay
situation?
Yeah.
Like door to door. Like,
well, that's what I was thinking, that she just literally buys these like knockoff purses. Like,
and they're close to New York. So that's something like, I feel like they sell them. Yeah, exactly. In the cities and stuff.
Yeah. But even so, that's not a good strategy to be stuck in one office all day.
No. And I'm also like, how would that even be allowed? I mean, obviously, Michael's running the office, and he called that shot. So, of course, she's going to be there all day.
Does
but like,
she go to other businesses in that office park, though?
I don't think she does. I mean, it doesn't seem, unless they don't show that. Unless they're just showing what is happening in Dunder Mifflin. But, like,
I need to see her business model.
Me freaking too. I'm like, how much money do you make? Do you work on commission? What is the deal here?
Like, what's happening?
Who's paying you? But, yeah, I just don't understand that. And it's frustrating to me. As a salesperson, that's just like a no-no, in my opinion. And it bothers me.
So all our hot takes were about how Katie sucks.
She sucks.
Correct.
Awesome. Yeah, I think those are great coal walks. We can go into Dundies and Clothing now.
Woo-hoo.
Yay! Okay, I'm excited for these Dundies. Do you want to go first?
I'm ready.
Okay.
So I'm awarding this episode the perfect smell-like Dundee.
Okay.
That's what Michael calls his CVS brand cologne, Night Swept or whatever.
The perfect smell-alike.
The perfect smell-alike to Draco Noir. So,
oh my God.
And he, again, like I said before, he is just, that is like so fitting for his character.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he's like, it's a perfect smell-alike. So he pays like on the cheap for this thing that he think smells high end.
Right.
It fits. It fits Michael Scott.
It really does.
So that's my Dundee, the perfect smell alike Dundee.
Perfect smell alike. I love that. Okay. So mine is going to be the ladies' man Dundee.
Ooh. Tell me more.
So this is getting awarded to two people. First, it's getting awarded to Michael Scott because of the effort he put in.
Okay.
He cleaned his car. Well, Ryan cleaned his car for this woman.
Mm-hmm.
Provided her a beverage. Thought about music. Everything. Again, the effort is there. I will say it until the day I die. The effort is there with Michael Scott. And he's a ladies' man for that. Because chivalry is not dead in the land of Michael Scott. So,
and he is in his own way. He is being thoughtful.
It's very thoughtful. Yeah. And he made her a coffee, granted with the
espresso,
you know,
machine
office prize. But
he kept checking in. He's like, what do you need? And it's too much.
It is too much for someone you just met. But the intent is there, and he's a ladies' man for that. On the other side, the other person who gets this award is Jim Halpert. Because in the end, he's the one that bagged the bad bitch.
He goes home with the girl.
And it was like so subtle and smooth. He just went in there and talked to her for 5 minutes about fucking purses. And she is going home with him going to have drinks with him.
He even said, he's like, he was his like funny self. He's like, don't try to sell me a purse. Okay. I'm just here to learn. And she's like,
he might be goofy, but he's tall. So he has that going for him. And he's funny as shit. So like, that's, I mean,
he was charming.
So was Ted Bundy. Okay.
So there's that. But so Jim has a Corolla.
He does. He does. So he also gets the ladies' man Dundee because he totally got the girl. I mean,
what's interesting too?
In the 12th hour, he got her.
You know what's interesting is in this episode, he is obviously still kind of weird with Pam, right? Like we talked about, they're besties. Yeah. And there's a point where Roy says, oh, Jim, what about that purse girl? Like, you gonna bang her? Like, she's pretty cute.
Yeah.
And Jim is uncomfortable. I mean, Pam's there. Like, there's all these people that, uh-huh. And Jim's like, oh, she's not really my type. And Roy kind of says,
what is your type?
Yeah. Jim's like,
are you gay?
Soccer moms. You know, he makes a big joke out of it. But also, Roy says, I'd totally hit that if I wasn't dating Pam.
And she's like, we're not dating, we're engaged.
And she gets angry. And then obviously they like make up because they always do.
Ew.
But that, like, for Jim being there and seeing that, like, that's so frustrating.
Correct.
Right?
Also, I noticed that when Roy asks Jim what his type is, Jim immediately looks at Pam, and Pam is already even like looking at him, like waiting for him to say what his type is.
I know. But so to like have all that happen, and like especially obviously he likes Pam, and it's so uncomfortable, and then he says, you know what, there's this cute young maybe single girl over there, and I'm gonna go, like, that's a ladies man Dundee for me in the
exactly.
best way,
right?
In the best way.
Yeah, totally. So they both get the ladies man Dundee for
Michael
different reasons. Michael and Jim.
I love
for
it.
Different reasons.
I love
yeah.
it.
So yeah. Well, I think that covers this episode and covers this whole season. We are going to be coming back with a recap episode of this season, just where we chat about our favorite highlights and scenes and situations. So we will be coming out with that. But that's a wrap on season one.
It's been a great time.
Yeah, we're excited to start season two. So that'll be great. If anyone wants to reach us, they can do so at whatshesaidpod.dm@gmail.com and also on Instagram. But I think that's it.
Yeah, go listen to the minisodes. Go listen to our other episodes.
Uh-huh.
Reach out, rate, review, subscribe, all that good stuff. We do want this to be a conversation, and we love talking about The Office.
Yeah. So until next time.
That's what she said.